As the seasons of nature circle around, the seasons of our lives are constantly turning. We are always bearing and planting, letting go, letting be, letting come. What season are you living in now? Spring with its blossoming and becoming? Summer with its abundance and harvest? Autumn with its colors and growing older? Winter with its life and death and life again? Are all seasons? Is there any sense to the season? We know that even a child owns yesterday, and the old own tomorrow. Max Kutz, another Unitarian Universalist minister, wrote this wonderful skinny little book called Seasons of the Self. He asked that same question, and I quote, "If there's any sense to the seasons, it is this, that time is timeless, and time is life. Not spring nor summer, not even fall is gone. Each will be what it becomes, as winter will be spring." On our life journey, we are always making transitions, changing roles, changing responsibilities, changing expectations. Pause and think for a moment of a recent turning point in your life. It may be one of your choosing, or it may not. It may be positive, or it may be difficult. All of these changes provide us with an opportunity to grow and to deepen, to become our truest selves. As I share a turning point in my life, I invite you to let your mind wander, but then come back after a while to a turning point in your life. After I share my story, you will be invited to take time for reflection. That's why there's an insert into your order of service. So we will pause and pay attention to that, but not yet. And then you'll share with one another in community. But that's for later. Now here's my story of a turning point in my life. A while ago, as I entered my 60th year contemplating retirement, I wondered, who would I be if not the educator and minister I had been for these past 30-some 40 years? Well, I took a sabbatical. Good idea. And I read the book, From Aging to Saging, and I began to see a new way of aging. A spiritual model of empowering elders in community to harvest the wisdom of their own life experience and convert this into a legacy for future generations. The author, Rabbi Zalman Schachter Shalomi, tells his story. He was nearing his 60th year, and he experienced a restlessness in himself. As a world-renowned rabbi, teacher, spiritual leader who traveled the world in the company of other great spiritual leaders, he felt unfamiliar questions stirring in his heart. What would be next? Who would he be if he could no longer be the rabbi, the teacher, a spiritual leader he had always been? Over the course of years, he observed that some people were living their elder years in what he called a box of unlived life. I'll try to demonstrate. He always did this with such flair, so I'll try to get his flair. So here we are living right now in our box of life. He said, these folks, as he observed them, didn't want to look back on their life and recall some painful mistakes or broken relationships or missed opportunities. Didn't want to look back. These same folks, he said, they're afraid to look forward because of their fear of diminishments or disengagement or death. They're sort of stuck in this box of unlived life. And he said, there's more to life than this. Thus, he began developing his model for aging well that invites us to step out of this box into a new, vibrant vision of aging. His model, From Aging to Saging, beautifully articulated in this book, included 6 core components, seeing aging as a spiritual journey. Look at different images of aging in our country, but also around the world. Doing life review, this is the looking back part. But not only just life review, life repair and forgiveness. Also, facing our own mortality and sharing our gifts of service and leaving a legacy. So the work I do as a certified saging leader is a lot like ministry, but it's living fully, looking back and looking forward. So over the course of years, after reading that book and taking it to heart, I burst out of my box of unlived life, and I practiced reflecting on my life experience, and I saw a new vision for my life. With reflection, I could celebrate, I can bury, my transition from ministry and motherhood because it provided amazingly rich compost for the next chapter of my life, grandparenting. And I received a beautiful legacy from my Grandma Sophie. So I'd love to tell you about my Grandma Sophie. You want to hear about Grandma Sophie? She lived on a farm in northern Wisconsin, no running water, no electricity, just this very humble home. She was down to earth, hardworking, always humming, practical idealist. Growing up, I loved being there every summer, close to the land, enjoying the abundance of the summer season, vegetables from the garden, eggs from the hen, fruit from the trees, milk from the cows, but most of all, water from the well. Especially at the end of a hot day, we would gather around the well and we would haul up the bucket and then pass the dipper around, each drinking deeply. And then either Grandma or Grandpa would say, "Lay back, look at those millions of stars." And we all did, Grandma, Grandpa, my sister and I, my cousins. And we knew somehow that this earth was home and that we were all connected. Stars, water, garden, wind, plants, animals, neighbors, and all the love that surrounded us. I treasure that life experience. And when we married, my husband and I, and began to have grandkids, we thought, let's see if we can do something like that. So my husband Munford and I started what we call Cousins Camp. So now we tell our heritage story to our 7 grandchildren, pretty close in age, so they really have that bond of cousin. And we told the story, yes, of Grandma Sophie and her garden of rhubarb and green tomatoes and braids of four-leaf clover, to Opa Heinrich in his workshop of wood and stained glass and bowls of ripe cherries. We shared our own stories of how we met in Germany, learned to speak Germanish, and gave birth to 4 children, their parents. Harvesting wisdom and blessing future generations are gifts of grand relationships where younger and older persons come together across the generations and find a sense of kinship and mutuality. And every elder is a grandparent to the grandchildren in their life, whether it's family, culturally, or in congregational life. Yes, we are leaving a legacy. During our experience with Cousin Camp, we are living the legacy we want to give to our grandchildren. We're composting, we're planting. By connecting past to present to future, we tell the stories of our lives and the essence of who we are, to whom we belong, and where home is. We are all burying and composting, planting and seeding throughout our life journey. Well, that's my story. Now it's going to be your turn. So I'd like you to reflect on your life. Think of a time when you grew out of one beloved self. You put it to rest, and perhaps it fertilized the next self that you carried into tomorrow. So now's the time to reach for that insert into your order of service, and you'll see those first lines of the Mark Nepo reading on the top. And I invite you to take the next 3 minutes in silence to reflect on a turning point in your life. Have you composted that and turned it into some seed that's now rich and blossoming in your life? So jot down some notes just for yourself. I'll ring a chime and then call us back together. And then we'll have a good 5 minutes to share with one other person in the pew next to you. Tell a little bit of your story to one another. Each take a turn sharing. And then after that time, there's some volunteers. We'll share some gems of wisdom that we heard from one another this morning. And that will conclude this portion. So you have 3 minutes, so jot down some notes on your turning point. Thank you for engaging in that time of reflection. I know it was really short, and I hope you will visit this turning point in your life again and reflect on the many meanings that came from it. So now, turn to your partner in the pew, just it's a one-on-one, and share a little bit of your story, anything you learned about yourself, or just kind of the essence of your story. And you want me to ring when it's sort of halftime, so you'll know when one person should stop and the other? Okay. All right, so you've got a good 5-6 minutes. Okay. Well, I knew once you got going, it would be hard to stop. Thank you for fully engaging with this reflection and conversation time. Now, would anyone have the courage to just stand up and share a phrase or a sentence, maybe a little gem of wisdom that you heard? Oh, come on. You're not all shy. Oh, good. Please. Ah, wisdom from our elder, yes. Do it while you're able. Thank you. Someone else, please.
I heard that sometimes hard things and sad things end up, if you go through them, put you in a happier place.
Yeah, make you happier or stronger if you get through it, right. Thank you. One more? Lucky three? Please.
Don't spend too much time in the past.
Don't spend too much time in the past. Yeah. Many wise folks have said that, right? Live in the present. Yeah. But, okay, one more. Good.
If you're on the wrong track, have intelligence to change tracks.
Using your own intelligence to change tracks when you need to. Thank you. Oh, thank you so much. I hope you will take this little piece of paper home or just remember what we did here this morning and do some more reflection on your beautiful life and all the different selves that you have been, are now, and will become.